All right, welcome to this very important podcast. This is how to use the engineered food scarcity to awaken millions and defeat the, the globalists, defeat the pandemic, defeat the depopulation agenda, basically defeat the Satanists. So this is a very powerful and very important podcast. And to fully grasp it, it would be great if you have already heard the first 30 minutes of the January 19th situation update. Now, in the first 30 minutes, I talk about the spark, which is an incredible gift from God that you possess. It's a weapon to defeat the enemies of life. It's a weapon and a tool and a gift, and it's something that you possess from the moment of your conception. It's something that you inherently have, and you can deploy it against evil at any time. And it relies on the power of it relies on the fabric of the cosmos that was engineered by God to spread ideas unconsciously through what I call the contagious mind. And in order to invoke this spark, all you have to do is utter a couple of words in the presence of others. And I explain all of that in the podcast. It's very powerful. It is a universal concept. It's something that God gave us. And it means that we can defeat evil without even having to fight. We don't have to fight Satan to defeat Satan. All we have to do is use these powerful weapons and tools and gifts from God in order to achieve that. And I call it now the spark. So here's how we're going to deploy the spark in the context of these food shortages. And it's very simple. See, up until now, let me back up. With the Canadian trucker, the cross-border vaccine mandate having gone into effect, and with other lockdowns and shutdowns of food processing facilities and shutdowns of logistics, transportation, and so on, food shortages are starting to become very apparent in both Canada and the United States. So up until now, we've been living in a world where, the mask obedience worshipers, whoever they are, the vaccine worshipers, they've been able to pretend that everything is okay because they could still get food in the grocery store. Well, that chapter of pretending is now coming to a rapid close, and even people who have been in denial about the depopulation plan, they now can no longer deny that, the shelves are increasingly empty. And this hasn't hit every area yet, but it's going to. So it's accelerating now. We got to give the food industry a few more weeks. They do have some buffer of food, in the supply chain that's still on pallets in trucks that were already delivered. But now that the vaccine mandate has gone into effect and roughly maybe a third of the truckers are no longer going to do this, and actually I've read cases where it's more like 60 to 70% are just saying, nope, we're not going to drive across the border, not going to take the vaccine, that's it. But anyway, let's just say it's a third to be conservative. Well, that's going to start to impact the supply chain and the inventory on the shelves within the next, let's say, 3 weeks, something like that. It might be a little longer on some products, a little shorter on other products, but it's going to be roughly a matter of weeks, not even months, just weeks. Okay. As these shelves begin to appear empty, this is an amazing opportunity to deploy your weapon against evil, the weapon that God gave you that I spoke about earlier. And that weapon, as you may recall, the spark, only requires you to utter a couple of words in the presence of someone or ask a question using those words. And it doesn't even require you to argue with people or even to win any argument, just to put the words or the concepts into their minds. So, for example, let's say you're going to a grocery store in Quebec and you and your friend, and let's say your friend is a pro-vaccine person, a denier of the depopulation agenda and all that. I'm not sure how they're still your friend, but maybe you're a very friendly person and you have a vast array of friends with different beliefs, and that's great. Good for you. You're better than I am. I can't be friends with people who are denying the reality, but whatever. But I have all kinds of new friends, by the way. I've met so many new friends over the last 2 years. It's just been incredible. Nevertheless, that's just my personal note. Let's say you're going into the grocery store, and then this friend looks at the shelves and just goes, wow, so the shelves are going empty. And what do you say to invoke God's powerful weapon against evil? It's very simple. You just come up with the idea or the phrase that captures the reality of what's happening. And let's come up with that phrase right now. Let's call it engineered scarcity. That's it. So very often these spark phrases are two words or three words. That's it. Engineered scarcity. And so you might utter that. You might even just say in front of your friend, wow, engineered scarcity. Or you might ask a question. Wow, what do you think about that engineered scarcity? Or you might have a statement. Wow, that engineered scarcity really is kicking in. Or even say, I guess the engineered scarcity is real after all. That's it. And you don't have to get into an argument. You don't have to win an argument. Just by using the phrase engineered scarcity, if the other person can process words, let's assume they can. Let's assume they can speak language. Although that's not always true with everybody, but let's assume they know what words are, then that's a seed that you've planted in their mind, the spark, and that seed is already beginning to grow. And it's beginning to create a pattern, which in their mind will begin to question things. And as more food scarcity ramps up, even if that person did not go along with you in the first comment, they may have dismissed it. Aw, you're just such a doomer, such a gloomer. The food will be right on back in no time, or whatever they say. I don't know if that was a Fargo accent or what that was. I apologize for that. In any case, they may not go along with it right at first, but over time, the shelves become more and more empty. The scarcity gets worse and worse, and maybe even the grocery stores start to have food rationing limits. Like, oh, only one chicken per week for you. Limit 1 8-ounce bag of rice or something. And that has gone into effect in some food retail outlets, by the way. And that's going to increase. But as that increases, that person is going to continue to process the seed that you put in their mind. And over time, it will awaken some people or red pill some people. Some people will approach a tipping point where they can no longer deny the reality. Now, for each person, that's a different point. That's a different saturation point of truth and knowledge and awakening. And granted, there are a few people who will never see reality. But eventually, most people will. It just takes more evidence of what's going on. Well, good news, folks. The evil globalists and the depopulation pushers are delivering evidence every day that affirms the things that you and I know and that we are trying to warn people about. So, in other words, every weapon of the globalists is actually now we can use it against them to awaken more people. What's the Bible verse? No weapon formed against us shall prosper. In fact, the more they close down the food supply, the more people awaken to the reality of the engineered scarcity. Or the more they start to roll out, let's say, vaccine checkpoints on roadways or on neighborhood streets, or if they start to roll out door-to-door vaccine checks, which is what has just been announced in Austria, by the way, well, a lot of people suddenly get red-pilled because they say, whoa, there's a vaccine enforcement team coming to my door? I thought that was a conspiracy theory, and now it's here. Now it's true. So part of the awakening process is that the globalists are exposing all their conspiracy theories as conspiracy facts. So think about all the so-called conspiracies over the last 2 years that have come true and how many people are being awakened because of that process. You know, at one time it was a conspiracy that there would be any vaccine mandates, or it was a conspiracy that COVID came from a laboratory. It was a conspiracy that there was gain-of-function research funded by the NIH through Fauci. It was a conspiracy that there would be required third booster shots or fourth booster shots, you know, on and on. It was a conspiracy that the vaccine wouldn't work. It was a conspiracy the vaccine would destroy your immune system. It was a conspiracy that Cuomo was killing the elderly to try to hike up the death numbers. Well, every one of these and many more has come true. So in essence, the evil forces that are at war with humanity, they have handed us weapons of awakening that really cannot be denied, especially as they mount up and reach a certain saturation point. And your job as a fellow human navigator, I think this is what God wants us to do, is to help other people navigate this and help awaken others, help people save themselves. It's like, we can't save them. Maybe Jesus can save them, but for the most part, they have to first save themselves, you know, make that choice to reject satanic influences and reject the toxic bioweapon and reject the fear, and then they can be saved. But our job is to help them navigate. And in order to do that, all we have to do is spark some ideas in their minds. That's what this is all about, folks. So I want you to think about every food shortage as an opportunity to awaken the reluctant masses. I want you to think of every vaccine checkpoint as an opportunity to get more people to join Team Humanity. I want you to think about every restriction, every government lie as another opportunity. In fact, every vaccine injury and vaccine death, as much as we don't want anybody to be injured or to die, obviously, and we've tried to prevent that, but it's also, the silver lining is, it's a powerful tool to awaken people to the reality of what's happening. So the deaths have some additional meaning to help save the lives of others who might then recognize that the vaccines really are depopulation weapons and they might be able to turn against them. But all that you and I have to do is simply utter the words in the presence of people. And you can do this online as well. Simply write the words. Simply post a video on Brighteon.com if you wish, or post a podcast, or say it in the presence of others. And again, you don't even have to argue with them. That's what's beautiful about this. You don't have to stand up at a dinner party after the food shortage is there, and you know, the dinner party, everybody only has half a plate of food. You don't have to stand up and say to everybody, "I told you so, you bitches. It was coming." You know, you don't have to be that person. You can just say, "Wow, the food scarcity is real." And that's it. Or, "The engineered scarcity is here. Look, we only have half a plate each." And that's it. And again, some people will dismiss it. For now, they won't dismiss it as they continue to experience, well, engineered famine and scarcity. So again, just to summarize, every weapon that the globalists use against humanity, the starvation, the vaccine deaths, the lockdowns, the checkpoints, everything, this is an opportunity to wake people up and get people to join Team Humanity, to get people to realize that what you've been saying all along is real, and it's here. And people will awaken on their own schedule, in their own time. Now, the second concept I want to get across here in the few minutes that I have remaining on this podcast is that Satan and the globalists, their power is found in scarcity. So they're all about engineering scarcity. They want people to be in a never-ending emergency, or the great emergency. And that's why they're engineering this food scarcity and other, well, they're going to engineer a total financial collapse, by the way. Talk about scarcity. That's going to freak a lot of people out. But these are all weapons of evil. So just as God has given you a weapon to spread ideas and to spread consciousness, and that is a tool that you can use without any cost, it's a tool that cannot be taken away from you, you were born with it. Well, Satan has a tool that relies on the fear circuitry or fear neurology of the human brain. And it's part of the animalistic lower level brain function, you know, the fight or flight type of circuitry, but people can be invoked into fear. And fear is invoked through scarcity, and then scarcity is engineered by the globalists to try to control people. And of course, to have people seized in fear so that they don't know what to do. So understand that anytime something is taken away, whether it's the value of the dollar, or you know, the food inventory at the grocery store, or the lumber supply to build new homes as shelter for people, or whatever it is, when there's scarcity, or even scarcity of speech through censorship and deplatforming, Scarcity is the weapon of evil. Scarcity is Satan's tool for control. And that at the same time, the counter to that is abundance. And so abundance is achieved in part through prepping, you know, to have the stuff that they're trying to make scarce. But more importantly, prepping alone doesn't create long-term sustainability of things like food. You have to eventually grow food, produce food, and that's abundance. And the most amazing thing is that God has given us seeds, and seeds work. Talk about nanotechnology. You plant seeds in soil or in a hydroponic box like I do, and then the seed turns into a little sprout, and the sprout transforms air into food. It's literally a miracle. It's like the Jesus miracle of multiplying the loaves and the fishes to feed, I don't know, what was it, a whole town of people. He took one loaf of bread and multiplied it. Well, that was a miracle. You can do the same miracle because, well, I'm not you, but Mother Nature performs the same miracle. You can harness that miracle by planting seeds. You can grow an unlimited amount of food. And no one needs to starve. No one needs to go hungry. No one needs to panic from lack of food if we simply recognize the abundance of seeds and food and Mother Nature and the gifts that God has given us. So for those people who believe that food comes from a factory, they will always be in scarcity because the factory output can always be controlled or disrupted, you know, through lockdowns and vaccine mandates and transportation and everything else. But for those who know that food comes from seeds, food comes from air. And I mean, literally, the carbon in the air is what the plants use to make most of their molecules. So air is transformed into food, whether it's corn or tomatoes or beets or whatever, even cattle. Cattle are eating the grass, and the grass makes food from air. So the cattle is eating the byproduct of air, the carbon. It's all true. So when you know that there's air everywhere, I mean, on Earth, everywhere around you, can you make food out of air? Absolutely. God's given you the tools called seeds. So you don't have to live in scarcity. You don't have to live in fear. When you start to create abundance around you, which is something that, for whatever reason, God has granted me that gift of creating incredible abundance around me, in people around me. It's kind of what I'm known for in various circles, is helping other people achieve their goals and their dreams in partnership with what I'm doing. I empower others on purpose. It's one of the secret formulas, by the way, to business success is to, if you help others achieve their goals, your goals will be achieved automatically. It's just a fascinating philosophy that I've learned over the years, but whatever. Abundance is everything. Abundance is available to everyone. And when you create abundance, then you eliminate fear and then you eliminate Satan's hold over you. Does that make sense? All right. So practice abundance. And I got to go here, but just to wrap this up, abundance with food is growing your own food. And I've really worked hard to give you easy ways to do that. I've got maybe another video coming out on the grow boxes. It's super simple. Abundance in money is through buying gold and silver. And you're going to see soon why that is. Gold and silver hold their value and actually will multiply in value while dollars will become worthless. And I think crypto is going to suffer a major collapse and a reset before crypto becomes more mature. So I wouldn't speculate on crypto at the moment. But you can achieve abundance in so many areas, including abundance in health, which comes through nutrition and superfoods and supplements and things like that. So abundance is always achievable if you have knowledge. And that's the key, is to have the knowledge. And once you have the knowledge, then you're able to achieve this simply through the laws of God and nature. And my job is to connect you with that truth. That's it. God has asked me to connect you with these gifts and his truths. And that's all that I'm doing. Very simple. So thank you for your support. I'm Mike Adams, the Health Ranger. Naturalnews.com, of course, Brighteon.com, and also check out Brighteon.tv. Thank you for listening. God bless you all.